Chapter 25. The Descent.
Chapter 25 takes us back to the Tree of Perception, where Peter is no longer fully present in the conversation that's happening around him. Samuel is still speaking, yet Peter's mind has been pulled back into yesterday's storm. With his eyes closed, the ordinary sounds and sensations of the tree begin to take on the meaning of the danger he has just survived. To Peter's ears, the creaking branches mimic strained reefing lines. The calling gulls sound frantic. The warmth of the sun becomes unsettling. The weight of Thomas's hand on his shoulder becomes, for a moment, the pressure of the rogue wave returning. Though he is physically safe in the tree, his perception is still being shaped by what he experienced on the water. The present moment is being interpreted through the conclusion that danger may return, or perhaps that it never left. The sounds, heat, and other sensations have not recreated the storm, but they begin to seem like it because of what has been awakened within him. The chapter therefore gives a living picture of how a person's present perception can be coloured by unresolved conclusions learned in past experiences. When Thomas asks if he is all right, Peter quickly denies that anything is wrong. He pulls away, tells Samuel that they are fine, and tries to move the conversation forward by asking what comes next. Peter wants to regain control, suppress his emotions, and move on. Samuel notices Peter's struggle but does not pressure the boy. The peacock understands that the issue will need to be addressed, but he also knows that sharing truth with a heart that is actively guarding itself can be quite difficult. Samuel then tells the boys that it is time for him to leave and for them to descend from the tree. His departure does not mean that their learning is complete. In fact, he tells them that they have only just begun their journey into all that God has prepared for them. He quotes Paul's words about the things God has prepared for those who love him, reminding them that what God intends to reveal and accomplish is greater than what they can presently see, hear, or fully imagine. As Samuel flies away, he leaves the boys with the central truth they have been learning. The truth is still the truth, regardless of how it seems. Your perceptions merely mirror your beliefs. Believing is seeing. Thomas receives Samuel's teaching with gratitude and excitement. He is moved by the realization that people can hold perspectives that differ from one another and from the truth without recognizing it. Peter is now the more resistant one. He cannot fully accept everything Samuel has said, yet he knows that their island experience has been orchestrated by God and that there is something important for him to learn. The descent itself becomes another quiet picture of the chapter's theme. Thomas, who'd been more hesitant during the climb, now takes the lead. Peter follows behind, distracted by his thoughts. Before leaving the height of the tree, Peter looks out over the island from their high vantage point. Then, closing his eyes, he quietly speaks to the Lord. He acknowledges that God is with him even when he cannot see him, and admits that he wants to sense God's presence. Yet when he opens his eyes, no dramatic answer comes. He hears only the steady rhythm of the sea. The chapter ends with Thomas's discovery that their tortoise friend is fast asleep.
Surface Reflections.
What part of the story captured your attention or interested you the most? What concept, question, or insight stood out most to you in this chapter? Which character's perspective or response did you find most relatable? What concept or insight seemed the most challenging for you? Plunging deeper. Number one. Can you identify a time when an ordinary sight, sound, smell, place, conversation, or circumstance unexpectedly stirred a strong emotional response within you? What do you think was going on at that moment? Looking back, what earlier belief, conclusion, or experience might that present moment have awakened? Number two. Peter insisted that he was fine, and quickly tried to move the conversation in another direction when Thomas and Samuel noticed his distress. When something unexpectedly stirs fear, sadness, shame, anger, or anxiety within you, what are you most inclined to do? What might keep you from honestly exploring your own reaction? How might you encourage someone else who finds themselves reacting in this way? Number three. Peter wanted to sense God's presence, yet his quiet prayer was met only by the familiar sounds of the sea. Can you identify a time when you genuinely wanted to hear from God, but didn't seem to receive a clear answer? How did you respond when this happened? Why do you think you didn't hear anything? How do you know you didn't hear anything? Number 4. Samuel chose not to confront Peter's struggle immediately, knowing that forcing the issue would likely accomplish very little. Can you recall a time when God seemed to patiently allow you to wrestle with something for a time before seeming to intervene? What did that process teach you about the way God works? Have you ever decided to refrain from involving yourself in someone else's struggles, realizing that your actions would likely prove to be fruitless? Have you ever felt compelled to involve yourself even though you had little hope in the outcome? What might this say about your beliefs? Island Insights. God sees the whole person, not merely the outward reaction. He sees Peter standing safely in the tree, but he also sees the storm that has been awakened within him. He understands why the creaking branches, the heat of the sun, and the touch on Peter's shoulder suddenly seem threatening. He sees Peter's beliefs, fears, and struggles, even when Peter himself does not yet understand them. From God's perspective, Peter's distress is not simply an interruption to be managed or a weakness to be hidden. God's purpose is not merely to make Peter feel better in the moment. He desires to expose what Peter has become persuaded is true, so that Peter may be brought into a fuller experience of the actual truth. God does not want his children to merely repeat the right phrases, or act as though they believe that he is near while living as though he is distant. God's presence is true whether Peter senses it or not. The deeper need is for Peter's heart to become persuaded of that truth, so that he increasingly perceives and experiences what is already true. Peter leaves the tree without all the answers he wants, but he is beginning to see that his perspective may be revealing more than he realized. He is slowly discovering his need for God's greater perspective. And as God continues to bring those hidden beliefs into the light, Peter will be given the opportunity to submit to what God is doing. Once Peter has been persuaded of the truth, he will be able to see the present more clearly, experience God's presence more fully, and walk forward from peace rather than from the conclusions of the storm.